My name is Destiny Fox.
And I'm Alicia Sandifer.
And today we're going to talk about the Happy Meal lawsuit at McDonald's.
Health food nonprofit organizations are suing McDonald's because they claim the advertisement of the latest toys to the latest movies that have came out are causing childhood obesity.
The problem with that is we got to realize that the main problem today is poverty, because if you try to go somewhere and like Walmart, for instance, and shop for a meal and you only have $20, you can't.
What she's trying to say is you cannot produce a meal. You can't go to Walmart and buy a meal for the same amount you can go to McDonald's and buy the same things. Such as if you were to go to Walmart and have to buy hamburger meat, hamburger buns, lettuce, pickles, and all the dressings, you would spend way more than, say, $6 or $7 than you would going to McDonald's buying it.
But you can also, going to McDonald's, you can also choose healthy meals. Like, you can change french fries to apple dippers or cold drinks to water.
Do you think the toys are that addictive for kids?
Sometimes I believe children want the toy more than they want the meal.
But what about just going to Walmart or to Target and just getting the toy?
Do you know how much toys cost at Target and Walmart? When you get a Happy Meal from McDonald's, you're basically buying the toy. You're not really paying for the meal. That's the way I look at it.
So do you think the people that are having the lawsuit, do you think they have a point?
Not really, because they can also look at the parents. The parents are the ones paying the money on everything, so they can choose whatever their kid really gets. And you can buy a toy separate from the meal.
So what do you think should happen?
I think the parents should take the time out to look at every aspect before they start blaming just one company, because it's more than McDonald's that sells Happy Meals with toys. You got Burger King, you got Taco Bell, Wendy's. Basically any fast food place sells toys with their kids' meals.
So you think nowadays people are trying to blame other companies instead of taking personal responsibility?
They have to blame somebody. I guess they don't want to blame themselves for their child being obese.
They don't want to take time to reflect on themselves and realize they're the ones causing their kid to be obese.
Any more thoughts? All right. This podcast was brought to you by the 2010 Upper Bound Program. Thank you.